Townsquare Media Station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, arson is to blame for the fire that closed the Garden State Parkway in Brick and Lakewood for more than 10 hours Wednesday until the early hours Thursday. State police say the fire was deliberately set around 5 p.m. by several people, possibly juveniles, inside the culvert that runs underneath the parkway from the exit 91 north entrance ramp to the south ramp in Brick. Several people were also seen running toward Evergreen Woods apartment complex after the fire was set, but no arrests have been made. Governor Murphy hopes to lift the school mask mandate before the end of the current academic year if the number of COVID cases continue to drop. He tells Pix 11, quote, "I think there's a real shot of that. It certainly looks like we've begun to turn the corner here." Murphy also mentioned he has no intention of running for president in 2024 and denied speculation that his inaugural speech was laying the groundwork for a campaign. Jersey has a new law that requires new municipal prosecutors, assistant county prosecutors, judges, and police officers to get domestic violence training. Assemblywoman Nancy Munoz, who also sponsored the legislation, says it's important that when domestic violence survivors come forward as they go through the system,
they weren't made to feel ashamed for either reporting it or having been a victim of it and to be believed.
Calls to the New Jersey Coalition to End Domestic Violence have increased 20% since the start of the pandemic. Kids in the Paterson School District have class tomorrow. The Saturday session is to make up for a snow day last October and was originally supposed to be held in person. School officials moved it to virtual instruction as in-person classes have been canceled due to the surge in COVID cases. Very sad day in the music world. Meat Loaf, the heavyweight rock superstar loved by millions for his Bat Out of Hell album and for his theatrical dark-hearted anthems like Paradise by the Dashboard Light, Two Out of Three Ain't Bad, and I'd Do Anything for Love, has died. He was 74. The singer, born Marvin Lee Day, died Thursday with his family by his side, according to a statement. No cause of death has been given, but Meat Loaf has had numerous health scares over the years. As we've dealt with a few winter weather threats this week, you may have started to have some unwanted buildup of road salt or brine on the outside and the underside of your vehicle. Joe Erickson, AAA Automotive Services Territory Manager, says it's the latter category especially that you should pay attention to.
The takeaway is that you should have your car washed at least every couple of weeks after a snow event or a road brining event.
Erickson also advises Jersey drivers not to neglect car washes after winter weather passes. It's not a good idea to go from, say, April to November without a good cleaning over and under. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Arctic air invades New Jersey. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5. Weekdays we talk, and weekends
she's a little runaway.
We rock. Fast traffic, instant weather, and Jersey's greatest hits. Listen all weekend long on our free app, AJ101.5.com, and your smart speaker.
Live, here is your fast traffic.
As you've been hearing on New Jersey 101.5, they've had to close down a stretch of Route 18 in Marlboro on the southbound side. A fatal accident remains under investigation south of Tennant Road. And at Edison, we still have an overturned tractor trailer on the New Jersey Turnpike truck lanes on the northbound side approaching Interchange 10 for Route 287 and 440. The left lane is closed and the traffic is backed up north of Interchange 9. On the Garden State Parkway, we still have a partial blockage of the ramp at exit 91 in Brick. Traffic is managing to get by. It's just a partial blockage. And on the New Jersey Turnpike, there's an accident on the shoulder of the truck lanes now on the southbound side, south of exit 7 by Route 206 on 280 in Newark. Westbound earlier crash now cleared at exit 14. Tacony-Palmyra Bridge is on standby for an opening. That should be coming up at about 10:15. Traffic every 15 minutes. Our next report at 10:18. I'm Pete Torriello on New Jersey 101.5.
Dominski and Doyle.
I just want to thank you for giving me the platform to get this off my chest because it's something that's bothered me for quite a while.
You're welcome, Chris. That's why we're here.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ101.5.com.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The deep frost.
freeze is on. Thermometers will be stuck below freezing across New Jersey for the next 48 to 60 consecutive hours at least. We're only going to make mid-20s this afternoon under mostly to partly sunny skies. Dry for now, there is a chance that some snow showers creep into southern New Jersey tonight from a coastal storm system, but little to no accumulation. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the frigid lower teens. Still frozen tomorrow with sunshine and blue skies. Highs only make it to around 30. A little better on Sunday, mid to upper 30s with sunning clouds and some late day flurries. Reinforcing shot of cold air on Monday will keep highs only in the 30s once again. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
In Union 22, Atlantic City 19, Robbinsville 17, fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.